about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this is exactly why I'm ticked off. All right. Dr. Dahlia, you're always complaining about lawsuits. Well, did you guys hear about this? There was a gentleman who cheated on his wife and family by getting involved in a threesome. Well, he ends up having a heart attack, so the family decides to sue the doctor. All right? Sues for $3 million and wins, saying it was the doctor's fault. He should have told him not to have sex with a woman and a male friend because he would possibly have a heart attack. They actually win. The family of a man, let's read this to you, all right? I think his name is William Martinez. 31-year-old William Martinez of Lawrenceville, Georgia, back in 2009, went to a cardiologist, Dr. Srinivasalu Gangasani, complaining of increasing episodes of chest pain. So the doctor determined the man was high risk, having clogged arteries, and ordered a nuclear stress test. The nuclear stress test was going to occur, I guess, within a week or 8 days. But Martinez cheated on his wife, I don't know how many times, the day before the scheduled test and died in the middle of a threesome with a friend and a woman who wasn't his wife. Now, the plaintiff's attorneys, Rod Edmond and Tricia Holfer, who represented the estate of William Martinez, argued that the doctor failed to take a proper medical history and failed to inform the patient to stop all physical activity until the test was completed. Earlier this week, a jury agreed and awarded the family of the father, of the man, $3 million. In damages. Apparently they had sued for $5 million, but since obviously the guy that cheated was 40% liable, the other one had to pay $3 million. Edmund said the case was won on its merits. Our case was strong on the medicine, but the case was particularly challenging due to some extraordinary and sensational facts surrounding the victim's death. So any of you doctors out there, if you have no idea and your patient doesn't disclose to you that they're going to want to have a menage a trois, then I would suggest to protect yourself from a lawsuit, don't allow any of your patients to do anything. I guess the new rule now, I mean, if you could get sued for $3 million, then I would say, just because your patient decides to cheat on his wife and have a threesome and die in the middle of it. Why? Because they say the doctor did not tell him no activity. So guess what happens to you and me and everybody right now? A cardiologist or probably a family doctor or an internal medicine doc that learns of this is going to say, all right, until your stress test, you do nothing. You don't go to work. Nothing. You don't drive. Nothing. Because I don't want to get sued for not taking you out of those activities. I mean, my gosh, if somebody cheating in a menage a trois is allowed in this court case, what about you driving a car? What about you lifting groceries? Now, you see how ridiculous this is? But honestly, looking at this now, I can't tell you how many of my patients I recommend they go see cardiology. Cardiology is like you need a stress test. So if you die before that stress test, your family could sue the doctor. So what do we doctors do? Fine, you guys do nothing. Until you get your stress test, nothing. Now, what about those of you that have to go to work? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's not the doctor's fault. He ordered a stress test. He had no idea the guy was going to have that much fun. Some people don't have that much fun in bed. You know, they have sex, they lie there. You know, some people have a lot of fun. You know, I do suggest a Lord of the Rings theme, you know, with Aragorn, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, for those people that aren't as creative, sometimes sex is all right, you know. Yeah, but luck of the draw for the doctor. Right? And it's a sad case because the family lost the husband, but the husband cheats the day. I mean, he could have been cheated all week, but he dies the day before the stress test. Don't be surprised if your doctor won't let you go to work, won't let you drive, won't let you have sex, won't let you do nothing. I wouldn't be surprised because they need to protect themselves. If a judge is going to say, yep, you're guilty, you're at fault, well, then to heck with this. Do you see why this is such a problem? Whenever these court cases or these lawsuits come, now, who knows? I mean, I don't know who this doctor is. You know, I don't know, but what I would love to see what the EKG looked like. You know, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, the stress test wasn't until 8 days. All right, you know, why not? Was it because of a Friday and then you have the weekend, so it got set up Monday? Was it because the patient had a trip and didn't want to do it till the following Monday? Was it an insurance issue? Because the attorney, who was obviously very crafty in this and, you know, obviously did his job well, made some point that the 8 days was the problem. Well, was it an insurance company issue? What was it? I mean, getting a stress test within 8 days in America, not that uncommon. If we were talking Europe, maybe a few months. But the guy was going to get a stress test within 8 days, obviously not including the weekend. So we're talking 6 working days later, that guy was going to be in for a stress test and the doctor still gets sued. So people, I don't know what to tell you. Now, you'd think I should right now on the Dr. Dahlia Show tell you all not to have a heart attack when you're doing a menage a trois, cheating on your wife, while tweeting probably. No, I'm not going to teach you how not to get a heart attack when you're cheating on your wife. We talked about this. Or if you're cheating on your husband. We talked about this. People who cheat on their husbands or wives seem to die of heart attacks earlier. We've talked about this, and I'm not going to repeat that. But don't be surprised if your doctor makes you just sit in a corner with your hands folded neatly in your lap because he's afraid your family's going to sue him if you die before a stress test. That may be something. I mean, remember, the guy's 31 years old. I mean, you know, if something was really abnormal, he would have put him in the hospital. This is our legal system. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1635.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1676.06, $838.03 for a half ounce, or $419.02 for a quarter ounce. That's $1676.06, $838.03, and $419.02.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia as well. Sorry if you had to hear a best of yesterday. I was honored to be the MC at the Quarter for Success Foundation. Raises money for community outreach and Girls Club, etc. And, you know, for MCing, I've MC'd before. But this one was probably one of the most challenging because I screwed up a lot. And I there was like a Michael Jackson impersonator, and I thought he was done when the music stopped. So I go up there, and then they're like, no, he's not done. He's supposed to come up and sing. Get out of there. I'm like, sorry. Okay, you know, get out of there. And I'm like, sorry. Yeah, and then, but I really, I think the reason why I'm upset with my performance yesterday as an MC is I kind of lost my cool. There was a time in the middle of the evening when all of a sudden there was an older gentleman, you know, kind of being rushed around, right, near the music. And it gets kind of quiet. I'm like, well, I'm the MC. I'm supposed to kind of fill in, you know, what's going on. So I decide to walk up to the mic. You know, I'll just kind of throw in more of a monologue. Why not? You know, a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Trust me. And talk about, you know, losing my IUD in the middle of the dinner, whatever. And then I guess the hostess told me, Dahlia, Sonny Turner's here. And I go, Sonny Turner. She's like, yes, he's going to sing, of the Platters? Now, of course, the mic is on, right? So I tell him, oh, you mean the Platters, the original Platters, Sonny Turner? Oh! You know, so I'm like, totally lose my cool. So I, you know, the mic's on, looking back, oh my gosh, guys, guess what? We have Sonny Turner of the Platters. Oh my gosh, I wish I was wearing a pair of panties so I could throw it out of me. Sonny Turner of the Platters, ah! Yeah, and then he comes on, and he starts to sing, and he's really cool. Turns out he's actually a fan. I was so honored. And at a future event, he and I are actually going to sing. I know. No one's going to want to hear my portion of the singing because they're going to want to hear go, only you, you know, whatever he does, which is amazing. But I still want to sing with him. And I was just, that's on my bucket list, to sing with the survivor of the Platters, with one of the surviving singers of the Platters. So anyway, Sonny Turner, that was great. I got to get him on the show. I'll get him on the show and we'll talk and we'll shoot the breeze. But yeah, so yeah, you know, for an MC, you don't really lose your cool. You know, I was all excited. I mean, imagine if Viggo Mortensen walked in the room. All right, but now I know. You bring extra pairs of panties. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Got a lot to talk about this hour, okay? We're going to try to fit it all in. Looks like Sesame Street songs were played repeatedly for days on end to torture Guantanamo Bay prisoners. Sesame song, C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. I got to be honest with you. I'd rather hear C is for Cookie than some of these other songs. Speaking of which, Justin Bieber looks like suffered a concussion and cannot move his eyebrow. Oh, this is cool. We're going to have to talk about today. Apparently, some paralyzed rats were able to walk again. Scientists were able to make paralyzed rats walk again. The only problem is other rats watching this were, you know, paralyzed in shock, and now they can't walk. So we'll talk about that. Hugh Hefner and ex-fiancée Crystal Harris is back together. We all knew that one was just, I mean, that, you know, it was love at first sight, and of course that's, they're going strong, so they are back together again. Another piece of news. You know Jackass's Bam Margera? He was the one who was the best friend of Ryan, was it Daniels? I'm trying to think of his last name, the one that died. Anyway, Bam is the one who, in the Jackass movies, always breaks into his mom and stepdad's house and films them either on the potty or in bed. That's the guy. Yeah, well, apparently, he decides to jump, do a kayak jump 100 feet in a waterfall, and now he's hospitalized and pretty messed up. But I like that guy. He's one of my favorite characters. All right, we also got to talk about, looks like George Zimmerman is headed back to jail. Judge is pretty upset. We got a decade of chocolate may protect the heart. Gosh, we got a lot to talk about. Devil Wears Prada is coming up with the sequel. All right, probably Devil, because this ridiculous recession is going to coach. So, well, maybe we'll talk about that. I don't know. Okay, let's get moving. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I got to tell you, this show is packed. Man, we are talking packed. Okay, so let me see. Apparently, there is a report from Al Jazeera that says tunes such as Metallica's Enter Sandman and Drowning Pool's Bodies were played incessantly to prisoners at the naval base in Cuba, as well as innocent children's songs were abused for inhumane purposes. Now, I want to see a list of the songs they use. What else is C is for Cookie? Oh, Doing the Pigeon. Yeah, remember Bert did Doing the Pigeon? And then, oh, remember the W? When you say woo, 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 woo. That one drove me crazy, right? In Sesame Street. Remember, and the podium is going back and forth. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, that was a tough one. Oscar the Grouch. Oh, the Kermit the Frog songs. It's Not Easy Being Green. That is a tough one. Weren't they singing that during some of the Occupy protests? It's not easy being green. I don't know that one. But I'll take a C is for Cookie. The Doing the Pigeon really bothered me. Ernie sang a song. I just loved Ernie. Okay, so I say. Anyway, I guess the general, Christopher Cerf, the man behind the distinctive Sesame Street theme tune, Sunny Days, and a further 200 songs used in the show over the years, says he was shocked to discover that his music, which was intended for good, was used as a form of torture. Well, of course you're going to be shocked. I mean, why would somebody, this is stupid. You know, I could it be that maybe in Guantanamo Bay they had to provide some sort of music? And since they were afraid of playing music that had sexual undertones, a non-sexual song would be, no, Bert and Ernie, there was no sexual tension between Bert and Ernie. I know, everybody's been saying Bert and Ernie are gay. By the way, DC Comics has revealed which one of their characters is gay. After the break, I will tell you which one. No, well, not Wonder Woman. No, Wonder Woman is not lesbian. Wonder Woman's straight. Many of you may already know this, but don't spoil it. All right, after the break, we'll tell you DC Comics is releasing and revealing which one of the characters is gay. Okay, so anyway, my guess is with Guantanamo Bay, they just decided to play, I don't know. Okay, so let me see. Here was the playlist. According to documents released following a Freedom of Information request, loops from the Blow tracks have been used to break detainees. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. Isn't that a nice song? That's like the only song of hers I like. So Baby One More Time, Killing in the Name. Don't Give Me No Lip from Pearl Jam. Somewhat Damaged from Nine Inch Nails. Enter Sandman Metallica. Bodies from Drowning Pool. Shoot to Thrill from AC/DC. Hell's Bells AC/DC. I Love You Barney and Friends. Oh, that'll do it. I Love You. Born in the USA. Bruce Springsteen. They played that? Can you imagine being a Guantanamo Bay? I'm sorry. I was born in the USA. You know what they should have done is had Dr. Dahlia sing it. That would have even been worse. Babylon from David Gray, White America from Eminem, then the theme song to Sesame Street. They say this is not the first time Sesame Street music was reported as being used to break the will of prisoners. Really? Would this actually work? Oh, I'll tell you everything that happened. A CIA document shown in the report entitled Guidelines for Interrogation Methods and produced by the Medical Services Department of the CIA states that permitted levels and durations for which music can be played to prisoners is the equivalent to being as loud as the highway for 18 hours a day, the volume of a cranked-up motorbike for 8 hours, or a jackhammer for 2 hours. Wow. I tell you. Sesame Street, I got to tell you, if you noticed here, they avoided Electric Company, right? Why did they avoid Electric Company? Because it sounds pretty cool. The Electric Company, they specifically avoided Electric Company. So somebody here obviously knows music, right? If they included Barney, and it looks like it was just probably the Sesame Street theme song. It wasn't the Doing the Pigeon. Oh, man. Lord have mercy. I don't ever want to get arrested. I don't know if I could sit and listen to that. Okay, now we're going to be coming up on break. I want to talk about also the New York mayor proposing a ban on big sugary drinks, which DC Comics character is gay. I want to talk about George Zimmerman. Oh, we got a lot to talk about. But what's even more important is what you have to say. So 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What's this? U.S. Air Force's secret plane to return to Earth next month. Ooh, well, it's a secret. Shh. Okay, well, I guess nobody tell anybody. They say the U.S. Air Force's top secret plane, space plane, will return to Earth sometime next month. Why are they broadcasting in the news? Isn't it supposed to be secret? Don't go away, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guaranteed.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And remember, if the Dr. Dahlia Show is not playing in your city, all right, like I said, don't, you know, breathe a breath of fresh air. Just ask them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show to your town. Just contact them, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. Genesis Communications Network are the people that are networking my show, and they rock. We got Donovan working the dials. We're just rocking and rolling here. Okay, so drum roll, please. The Green Lantern, one of DC Comics' oldest and most enduring heroes, is now serving as a beacon for the publisher again and is going to be revealed that he is gay. The changes revealed in the pages of the second issue of Earth 2. The Green Lantern, wasn't he the one played by the guy in Proposal? Yeah. I remember the movie was, I liked the movie, thought it was okay. But I remember we were watching Thor and Captain America and Iron Man. And I remember my family didn't like that one as much. And I was wondering why I didn't see him in the Avengers. But see, in the Avengers, that's Marvel, right? Not DC Comics, right? Okay. I get it. Anyway, I guess the changes revealed in the pages of the second issue of Earth 2 next week, which comes on the heels of what has been, this is being reported by Times Union, as an expansive year for the gay and lesbian characters in the pages of comic books from Archie to Marvel and others. The Green Lantern, they say for purists and fans, this Green Lantern is not the Emerald Galactic space cop Hal Jordan, who was and is a part of the Justice League. He's paralleled Earth Green Lantern James Robinson, who writes the new series. Okay, do you guys know? I don't follow comic books. All right. Well, anyway, congratulations. All right, good. Green Lantern gay. Now, I guess there was a court case where somebody was called gay, and they tried to sue for slander. And I guess the court ruled today in New York saying, well, let me see. Oh, that calling somebody gay is not slanderous? Let me take a look at this. The latest ruling came from a mid-level New York State Appeals Court Thursday and was hailed by gay rights activists as a small but meaningful victory. The case involved a woman who was sued for allegedly spreading a rumor that an upstate New York man was gay in the hope of breaking up his relationship with another woman. In a 4-0 decision, the New York Appellate Division's Third Department threw out the lawsuit before it went to trial, noting changing attitudes about homosexuality. They say reversing decades of legal precedents, the court said the defamation claim was based on a false premise that it is a shameful and disgraceful to be described as gay and lesbian. And since the word is not considered disgraceful anymore, you can't have a slanderous suit. Okay, I agree with that. Legal experts and gay rights activists say judges in other parts of the country have made similar rulings. In 1994, for example, they say North Carolina's Court of Appeals said a person can sue over being called a homosexual only if he or she can prove actual damages. The court said the law cannot automatically assume such remarks inflict damage. Okay. Now, what about, okay, so it's slander. Like, so if you said, oh, you know, Dr. Dahlia slept with Donovan or something like that, right? Okay, sorry, Donovan. I just as an example, any Donovan, okay? Slept with the Green Lantern. And I lost my job and I didn't sleep with Donovan or the Green Lantern or both of them. Then that I could sue. Then, right, that's slander. Then libel, of course, is written. Okay, so yeah. So they're saying, you know, if somebody loses their job because an employer thought they were gay, then they could sue. But not because the person said they were gay. That's not slander. It's because somebody fired you for your sexual preference. Right? Okay, is that right? Yeah, I know. Dr. Dahlia, you're getting all legal. All right. Okay, so interesting. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what's going on with these rats? Paralyzed rats can walk again. I really want our rats being able to walk. Scientists in Switzerland have restored full movement to rats paralyzed by spinal cord injuries. Now, you don't understand. This is way cool. This can translate to humans. I mean, I think it's cool for animals also. But if this could translate to humans, wow. Gregor Cortin and his team at École Polytechnique Fédérale de l'Essonne, Sarats, with severe paralysis, walking and running again. After a couple of weeks following a combination of electrical and chemical stimulation of the spinal cord together with robotic support. This is really cool, people. Excuse me. Our rats are not only voluntarily initiating a walking gait, but they are sprinting, climbing upstairs, and avoiding obstacles, which means they have some pretty darn good control of their legs. No, they're not walking. They're walking on all fours. I mean, they're not walking upright on all twos. Yeah, okay. Get it right. Cortine is quick to point out that it remains unclear if a similar technique could help people. Yeah, see? Okay, you know, we wouldn't be giving a heartened dude about this if we didn't think he could use it on people. You look, dude, Cortine, you're going to make some bucks. You'll make a lot of money if this will work in people. But adds that the technique does hint at new ways of treating paralysis. I don't get it. You got a small spinal cord in a rat. All right. If you use X number of chemicals, let's say you use 1 milliliter, why don't you up it to 100 milliliters? All right. If you're using 10 joules, why don't you rack it up to 1,000 joules or a kilojoule? Just math, people. Simple math. That's why we had to take math in medical school. Well, I had to take math to get into medical school. All right. Now, who's Bradbury? Oh, here's somebody else involved. Okay, Elizabeth Bradbury, a medical research council senior fellow at King's College London, says this is groundbreaking research and offers great hope for the future of restoring function to spinal injured patients. But she notes that very few human spinal cord injuries are the result of a direct cut through the cord, which is what the rats had. Oh, so they severed the cord. Human injuries are most often the result of bruising or compression. And they are unsure if this technique could be translated across to this type of injury. Well, can they get a clue, please? It is also unclear if this kind of electrochemical kickstart could help a spinal cord that has been damaged for a long time with complications like scar tissue, holes, and where there are a large number of nerve cells and fibers that have died or degenerated. Okay. All right. So basically what they're telling us is they need to get a clue. And I'm okay with that. I'd like them to do that. You know, just get a clue. All right, and work on it. But I got to tell you, I mean, that you got to admit, that is pretty cool. If they were able to get rats up on their feet, rocking and rolling, we got something going on here. Okay, now, some of you men are going to like this one, or ladies. There's an app that tells you how many women are at the bar. If you're trying to figure out what bar to go to, it's called SceneTap. It's hooked up to cameras at 25 bars in San Francisco. And as patrons walk in, their faces are analyzed and their gender is determined. Then the app user can browse the bars via Google Maps and see the male-to-female ratio since it racks up in real time. Are you guys getting this? But while the app claims to have a legitimate aim, many people have raised concerns about privacy. No duh. The makers, based in Austin, Texas, say the app doesn't identify specific individuals or save personal information. But they say San Francisco is well known for protecting civil liberties and wants to make sure. Oh, they say many bar goers are already boycotting any venue where SceneTap will be installed. Yeah, but you wonder what? Some ladies who want to be found will probably go there. This may be advertising, too. You know, if they're like, wait a second, if I go to this place, guys will come. I don't know. See, I didn't meet men in bars. I met men in physics class. I met men in honors English. I met men in anatomy. That's where I met men. Yeah. All right. SceneTap's ability to guess how old people are and whether they're men or women relies on advances of a field known as biometrics. The software maps your features to a grid. They'd be scared of my boobies. They'd probably be like, oh my gosh, the woman's packing assault rifles. By measuring distances such as length between nose and the eyes and the eyes and the ears, an algorithm matches your dimensions. Don't you think they should just scan the pelvis? That may help. I don't know. All right, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So really quickly here, George Zimmerman was sent back to jail. A judge said he had lied about his finances. Apparently, George Zimmerman, if you remember, is the one that shot Trayvon Martin. There believed to be some scuffle. Defense says it was self-defense. The prosecution says it wasn't. We've been through the story of what happened. Apparently, he was arrested, I think, 44 days after the shooting, but then he was released on bond. Now, from what I understand, that he and his wife had testified that they had limited funds available. Prosecutors pointed out in their motion that Zimmerman had $135,000 available then, and it had been raised from donations through a website. And I guess they suggested that more had been collected and deposited into a bank account. The wife said she didn't know how much money had been raised. Circuit Judge Kenneth Lester set the bail at $150,000. The 28-year-old George Zimmerman was freed a few days later after posting $15,000 in cash. They said, which is typical. All right. I don't know much about posting bond. I haven't been to jail lately. All right. Now, apparently, Prosecutor Bernie De La Rionda said the court was led to believe that they didn't have a single penny. It was misleading. All right. And so the judge questioning Zimmerman's truthfulness could undermine his credibility. Okay, but what happened? I thought, I don't know much about this, okay, but I thought everybody knew that he had this website before he even went to court. Because when all this was going down, he was in hiding because he thought he was going to get killed by the riots. So he started a website and he was making money. So I thought everybody knew that there was money. But apparently it wasn't disclosed to the degree that it needed to be, and I guess now he has to go back to jail. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. If I was ever in court, I would be like, okay, whatever you guys want to know. I mean, do you want to look at it in real time? Here. I would bring up the website. I'd say, here it is, guys. I've been raising money. I need money. This is going to be expensive. And I don't think $150,000 is going to cut it. All right? That's just for bail. I need moolah. And so I'm not too sure what the judge wasn't told when the rest of us all knew there was a website. But that's neither here nor there. So anyway, that's what happened. All right, now let's move on. I know everybody's all excited about the National Spelling Bee. A 14-year-old girl, she's Indian-American, they said is the fifth Indian-American in a row to win Scripps National Spelling Bee. And you know what word she won it by? Guetapens. I think I pronounced that right. Guetapens. Now, Guetapens. Guetapens. P-E-N-S. And I could have nailed that one. And meanwhile, I get kicked out of a spelling bee because I can't spell separate. All right. So anyway, her name is Krishnaro Nandipati. Oh, no. That's the dad. The dad is Krishnaro. What's the daughter's name? She's the one that should get all the credit. Oh, Snigdha Nandipati. Cute girl. 14 years old. What did she win? $40,000 in cash and prizes. Oh, nice. Good girl. Now, remember there was a six-year-old? The six-year-old lost because she couldn't spell Ingluvies. Now, I thought we all knew what an Ingluvie was. It is like a part of the esophagus, the crop of a bird or insect. But she incorrectly spelled it with an E. I know. Her parents must have been tagged. No Barney for you. So she was unable to spell Ingluvies or Ingluvies. I don't even think I could pronounce it correctly. Ingluvius. Ingluvius. See, I have to sound it out. You know, probably one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen occurred. It was like on Scrubs. And I like watching Scrubs because to me that's really the only medical show I could handle at this time. I used to watch ER and I loved it, and then it got too heavy. And so one of the funniest things is Dr. Kelso, the mean attending, which we all went through in medical school, asked the student who later becomes a coroner, asked the student, what is Meniere's disease? And he goes, can you use it in a sentence, please? Like, I have Meniere's disease. That's really going to help you figure out the diagnosis. All right, yeah, but you know, that's exactly what we used to say in medical school. We didn't know. They'd be like, okay, tell us what Meniere's disease is. You know, and we're like, Meniere's, it's when you eat so much manure that it wrong. Meniere's disease is where you have a triad of hearing loss, dizziness, ringing in the ears. Ear, nose, and throat doctors usually take care of it for me. It's when I have a patient with Meniere's, I'm like, oh, honey, you're not feeling good. You can't even hear me. And all you're hearing is ringing in the ears. You got Meniere's. Go. And I send it to ear, nose, and throat doctor. They fix them up nicely. Okay, more on the news. This is a Dr. Dahlia show, by the way. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. A teacher of the year in Dallas Middle School has been accused of sexting and sexting messages to a 15-year-old student. Maybe that's why he was voted Teacher of the Year. Grapevine Police says John McDaniel was arrested this week on the last day of school and charged with soliciting a minor online and having improper relations with a student. He's 32 years old at Colleyville Middle School, allegedly has inappropriate exchanges with the girl for several years. Well, if the girl is 15, several years, what are we talking about? Starting at 11? He's free on $10,000 bond, has been placed on administrative leave. Police say the girl's brother was checking her email last week when he came upon a nude photo of her that allegedly was sent to McDaniel. What is a 15-year-old girl doing sending naked pictures to her teacher? No, it's not all her fault. I mean, it's his fault. He definitely should be arrested. But, what are these girls thinking? When I was that age, I was very prim and proper. I don't know what happened in college. I apologize. But, basically, I didn't want anybody seeing my boobies. No way. Right? I wore turtlenecks. My mini skirt went all the way down to my ankles. If a teacher said, hi, I would love to see your boobies, there was no way I would do that. I would be just so embarrassed. I would, I just think kids are different now. I mean, they were kind of, more raunchy girls, of course, in class when I grew up in the 80s. But I don't think any of them would have posed nude and sent it online. It's almost like women have evolved very rapidly into hoochie mamas. I mean, and again, if he had a relationship with this girl for, quote unquote, several years, that means she could have been 12, 11 at the time, flirting with the teacher. Now, yes, when you are a young girl, you do admire older males, male figures. You do. I had a crush on Bo Duke. Right? Just some good old boys. Mm-hmm. I loved Bo Duke. I thought MacGyver was cute. But honestly, if Bo Duke or MacGyver ever asked me to take off my clothes, no way. Mm-mm. I'd say, not till we're married. That's what I would have said. That's kind of, Yeah, my mom would have probably made sure that happened too. So, I just find it so odd that we have this whole sexting generation. It's like everybody wants to be a porn star. Is it because of these women that made it famous with sex tapes? Is it that people realize that you could now be famous by having something plastered all over the internet rather than having talent? I mean, that's what everybody seems to be learning. And they even made fun of it in Glee. Like, if you want to be famous, we make a sex tape. This is ridiculous. What are we teaching our kids? No, you could be famous. Didn't Julia Roberts become a famous actress without ever being nude in films? You can do it. I did some acting today, and I'm going to tell y'all, my clothes were on. Thank heavens. In fact, my clothes are on even during my radio show. All right, guys, don't go away without more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOLLY.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.